Whoa, why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Oh, we're so excited to have you today. I'm telling you, listen, for real, on the real, this is a show you don't want to miss. So I want you to get on Twitter, get on Facebook, and tell them, hey, you need to be listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I know you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. And, of course, on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, and my main website, which is charvette.com. So let me tell you about today's show. We're going to start the top of the hour out on a special segment. I am super excited to feature, touch your neighbor and say feature, to feature some guests from a brand new TV series that's going to be airing on the CW Richmond, The Heart. I've been tweeting about it. I've been posting about it on Facebook. You're going to get to meet the director, the creator, the executive producer, and the two lead characters. Listen. Let me tell you. J.D. Harrison has the talent, passion, and desires to rise in the political ranks. Everyone can see it except him. For J.D., his focus is on doing what's right to make the community he works and lives in a better place. Tracy Washington's life has never been all roses. Shunned by a mother who never wanted her, protected from afar by a brother who orchestrates the streets like a corporate organization, she has always felt alone. Her love life has been non-existent until fate brings her path to cross with J.D. I pulled you in. I know I did. Listen, we're going to be talking today in the first segment, again, with the creator and executive producer, Iris Bowling. We're going to be talking with the director, yes, the actual director, Devon Falconer. We're going to be talking to Morgan McCoy, and we're going to be talking to Aaron Wiggins, all a part of this wonderful TV series. And then in our second segment, I am excited. We're going to be chatting with a featured actor. You remember him. He was Isaiah in Losing Isaiah. Well, since then, he has been in a ton of other things. OMG. He's been in Monsters, Inc., Get Rich or Die Trying. He's been in Notorious, The Haunted Mansion. You've seen him on the Dexter TV series. You've seen him on Big Mama's movie. And he's just finished filming a new movie directed by Queen Latifah that also stars Kiki Palmer called Brotherly Love. You're going to get to hear all about it later on. So I'm telling you what, this is all about TV, movies, stars, and all that good stuff. So let's go ahead and jump right on in. Again, my first guest, I have them hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing them to the mic. Again, we are excited because this is Richmond's own, filmed here in Richmond, great Richmond talent, and we are excited to feature them. So first up on the mic, we want to welcome to the show Iris Bowling. Hello, Iris. Welcome.
Hello, Charvette. Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you. Again, the executive producer, and we're going to be chatting it up with you. All right. Also in the virtual studio, Devon Falconer, welcome, the director. We're glad to have you.
Hey, how you doing, Charvette? Glad to be here.
Awesome. And then we also have Morgan McCoy joining us here. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, Charvette. Excited about being here.
Woohoo! We're excited to have you guys. And again, Aaron will be joining us shortly. So let's jump right on in. So, Iris, I'm going to start with you. Tell us how The Heart, this series, how the concept was created.
Well, The Heart, actually, the TV series is based on the books, The Heart series, that I began writing, I think, about 2007. And the concept of the books came from, I really wanted us to have a good president. And at the time, we didn't. So
right.
I decided if we were going to get a good one, I kind of had to create one for myself. So I created J.D. Harrison. And the whole premise behind the Heart series is we actually get to see candidates once they are candidates. We wanted to meet J.D. Harrison from the ground up. We wanted to meet him before he even made the decision to move into politics. And then we wanted to find a way to learn about the people that he eventually surrounds himself with, to get advice and to get feedback. And whenever he runs into a crisis, these are the folks. So we just wanted the people to understand it's not always just about the man. It's also about the people that he surrounds himself with.
And you know, the topic of politics is kind of tricky. Did you ever have any apprehension of doing it based kind of around politics?
No.
That's a quick, easy answer.
Never thought twice about it. It's one of those topics that I think people need to know about the inside of politics and how things work. And the great thing about the Heart series is it does take you inside of politics, but it doesn't smash it in your face. It takes you into politics surrounding a romance, because the Heart series is a romance. Let's
right.
be very clear on that. It's a romance. We're just teaching you a little bit undercover. That's all.
Okay. So how did you go about pulling together this phenomenal cast?
Wasn't it great?
Yes.
Oh, man. It was. Well, the first thing, when we started this project about three years ago now, Morgan, I think, we were actually just going into doing book trailer. And I just did not want to do the typical book trailers with the flip pictures going through it and the words mm-hmm. going across the screen. I see if James Patterson can have a commercial on TV with people talking and everything, I could too. So I decided to try to put together a cast. And that's how I met. We sent out audition notices and things, and Morgan was one of the first people, one of the first persons to actually audition. So we had Morgan, and then at the time we had a young lady named Angelia who auditioned for Ashley. And then we had Morgan brought us J.D., and then a young man by the name of Richard Jackson, he came in and he auditioned for Brian. And that's how we really started our first casted roles, I guess you would say, was through there. And then when we decided to take it into something on a much larger scale, such as a mm-hmm. TV show, then we held casting calls and we put out audition notices and people came in, and we were very, very fortunate to select some really great, I mean, absolutely phenomenal actors and actresses.
Phenomenal. So, Devin, let me have you jump in as the director pulling this all together. I want to know what was the easiest part for you and what was the hardest part for you?
I think the hardest part, working against the clock, that was definitely the hardest part. Because, like, we had to know exactly what we were going to shoot at the beginning of the day. You usually know, but it was just, there wasn't really much room for any kind of error. And the easiest part was actually dealing with the actors, because even in having such tight time constraints, like the actors, they were always on point and they always
yes.
delivered with their performances.
Yeah.
So that made my job a lot easier. And that actually just made everything possible within the time that we had.
Phenomenal. If you're just tuning in, hey there. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we are talking about the Heart TV series. Listen, if you're on Twitter, hashtag the Heart TV series. You can even check and follow that hashtag so you can keep up. We have Iris Boland here, Davin Faulkner, Morgan McCoy, and Aaron Wiggins is going to be joining us. All right, so Davin, as you said, you told us about the hard part and the easy part. What can we expect? The scenery. What kind of scenery? What kind of location can we expect to see when we're watching?
Well, you could expect to see some of the familiar spots of Richmond. You know, you can expect to see like a lot of. We have outdoor locations. We have locations that are stays inside. We actually we're very fortunate to get on one of the buildings in downtown Richmond,
yeah,
one of our primary locations. And
yeah,
like everything
great.
Location-wise, it really worked out. Like we were really blessed when it came to location. So you get the opportunity to see a good amount of different spots in this.
Oh,
actually,
right.
We got a range. Yeah. We have a range because we have Chaco Bottom, where we film some of the club scenes. Then we have Church Hill, where we did some of the park scenes. We also have the VCU area, where the building was located that Davin was referring to. And
mm-hmm.
we have the Short Pump area, where we most of our condos, our homes, were actually filmed in that area. So we really did cover quite a bit of Richmond. So anyone in the Richmond DA Cap City is going to see, they are going to see a lot of familiar locations.
Definitely.
And territories. Yeah.
All right, making us proud here in the Cap City. And
that's
so I know
right.
people are listening in, and they're like, okay, when will I be able to see it? When is it coming on?
The Heart Series is going to air on CW Richmond on February the 15th. Now, here's the hard part. It is going to be at 5 a.m. in the morning.
That's all right. We have DVR and all that good stuff.
That's exactly what I was going to say. However, we do have DVR and things of that nature. And it will eventually be available on DVD and streaming as well.
Okay, wonderful. So, Morgan, let me have you jump in because you play Tracy Washington, so a key lead role here. Tell our listeners a little bit about your background. And let me just say, I saw you live. You were doing, I want to say, kind of like a one-woman show, and you were absolutely phenomenal. So
yes,
tell us, she is awesome. A little bit about your background, and then we'll get into how you prepare for this role.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Charvette, for that. I've been acting for a while. I wanted to act since I was 7 years old, and what's interesting is I was one of those really shy little kids who was scared to talk in front of people. So the fact that God put this desire was just so different from anything people would expect from me. But it's something I became alive on stage, and I'm grateful because I had parents that were very supportive. So because I said I wanted to be an actor, they put me in drama classes, and, you know, I was one of those kids. I was in tap, dance, ballet, all that stuff, but acting stuck. I quit everything else but the theater, and, you know, something that I just love to do. I saw Dr. Mary T. Christian do a performance of James Weldon Johnson's The Creation at the age of 7, and I was mesmerized, and I was like, whatever she just did, I want to do that one day. And it's just really been a blessing to be able to kind of hone my craft. After finishing in high school, I went to Hampton University, and I studied theater performance there. It was a wonderful program, and they really built us as artists, but also teaching us the other aspect of the theater world. And then I began to dabble a little bit in film. And then I went to Regent University and got my master's in film producing. But that acting bug was still there. And I just had the itch, you know. I just really, really wanted, to bring characters to life and to help tell quality stories. And ironically, I was at a position where I went to an audition in D.C., for this musical. There were some heavy hitters in the musical. I wanted that so bad. And I went to the audition. Oh, mind you, Charvette, I can't sing at all. So I go to this audition. Really, I was really playing myself because I can't sing, right? But I wanted this break, you know? So I go and I sing Amazing Grace, and it was like the most ungraceful thing you would have ever heard in life. And they look at me like I'm crazy. Like, do you know you can't sing? Because I sang it as if I was Whitney Houston herself, okay? And so after I finished, I was like, okay, I know I can't sing, but I really can act. And they're like, sweetie, this is a musical. I am so sorry. And I left that audition broken, and I left contemplating on quitting acting. I left just, you know, just really at a hurt place. And I met this guy, and I shared it on the last interview because it connects so much to how I got here with the heart. I met this guy, and when I was working on a training video, the same day, working on a training video in D.C., and, you know, he tells me, he's like, you know what, I go on an audition, and after I give everything I got, you know, I have a glass of whiskey and I leave it alone. And I was like, well, I don't drink, but I have God, you know. And I was I'm just going to go on my audition and leave it in God's hands, you know, and because I was really about to quit. And he told me about these sites to go on to check on acting opportunities. And so the next day I went on and I talked to God and I was like, listen, Lord, if you want me to do this thing, I need an opportunity today, you know? I see, you know, the Heart book trailer and I read the description of Tracy and I was like, that's me. You know what I mean? Like, I can do that. I can play her. And I submitted. I'll never forget it. I was so excited when they emailed me back. And when I met them at the audition, I just was like, these are the nicest, this is the best audition. Like, they're so nice, you know, because a lot of times auditions, they really look at you. And I just really praise God, you know, for opening the opportunity with Iris, with the Heart, and, you know, and with other acting opportunities, too. Because, you know, my desire as an actor, you want to tell quality stories. And the Heart is truly, truly a quality story. And so I'm happy that I'm on this journey, and I'm just honored that this is, that the Heart, I'm allowed to be, have the Heart as a part of my journey and vice versa. So.
Wow. What a wonderful backstory. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. And listen, I think this is a great time for me to pull in Aaron, Aaron Wiggins, who plays JD. he
Yay,
is joining us.
Aaron.
Hey, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How's everybody doing today?
Awesome. Awesome. Listen, we want to hear about your background. We've heard just a little bit about Morgan. How did you get into acting? How did the bug bite you? All that good stuff.
Right. Wow. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. I greatly appreciate this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
My journey started, I would probably say, 2009. I had the opportunity to have a good friend and mentor and brother in Christ named Dr. Gregory Branch that worked with a group called Unified Voices out of Baltimore. And he would put together musical productions and theater productions at John Hopkins Medical. They had a an auditorium where, you know, they were allowed to do their plays and whatnot. So he would put on productions maybe twice a year. So one year they were doing The Little Shop of Horror, which a lot of people are familiar with, the giant Venus flytrap. So, you know, this thing was it was pretty big. So he came to me one evening and just asked, he said, hey, man, why don't you come to the theater? We're rehearsing for this play, and I've got this contraption that weighs like 200 pounds, and I hope you can lift it. So I said, all right, whatever. You know, I don't have any real hobbies going on now. You know, I'm a pretty big guy at that time. I was, I don't know, 270 or so, bigger guy. So anyway, I get in this suit and I'm maneuvering the Audrey 2, and you know, the show went great and I loved it, and that put me on the stage. And after that, he encouraged me to come out and actually audition for a lead role in the next play, which we did, was called Applause, based on this Tony Award-winning musical, All About Eve. So anyway, I got a part in that, and literally from there, it was one person after the next who just invited me to their project, and I kept my heart and mind open, and I did that. And honestly, that's how I got pulled into the Heart. Morgan found me on a set of a movie we were working on together. She had more of a lead role, and I was just kind of a you know, one of the guys there. But she came up to me and she said, you know, there's this book trailer going on in Richmond, and I really think that you would be good for the role. And I was like, really? You know, like, do you know me? In my mind, I'm thinking that, you're like, do you know me? But literally, you know, and I prayed on it because in my mind, I wasn't ready to start making moves with regards to acting. You know, I had my full-time job, et cetera. So, you know, it was a blessing that everything has happened the way it has. And for me, everything that happens with regards to acting, I know is sent from above because it started in the church for me, and everything that has come by has been rooted around that. So I thank God for this opportunity.
Wow.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
All right. We like it. We like it. And so certainly, you know, the role of JD, that's a pivotal role here. How did you get into character? What did you do to prepare to get into this character?
You know, I'm not going to lie. I went home, and, of course, I read the book thoroughly. I studied the script, but, you know, I went home, and I studied some of those lawyers that I like to watch. You know, there's plenty of shows, The Practice, Law and Order, things like that. So I got my mindset so that I carry myself in the sense that if somebody saw me on screen, on set, whatever it was, they might think, oh, he could be an attorney, you know. And I went and I modeled myself after some of those great roles there. But, you know, ultimately, I had to keep in mind that as I read this script, I saw so much of J.D. in myself and Aaron. You know, we share similar characteristics, you know, besides for the physical stature. You know, I think temperament-wise, we're sort of similar. I would say emotionally and how we have gone through our lives with women and things of that nature. It's very similar, and so and you know I'm done with that phase, but
right.
Hey, you know, God is good. I love my wife, and JD brings out. So I get to relive that through JD for that moment. So you know it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
That's good. Davin, let me have you jump back in as a director. What does it feel like to kind of see this all these pieces come full circle and sit down and look at the finished product?
Yeah, it's really an amazing experience to see it all come together. Because, you know, when you're on set and you're filming, you know, like one day we would do scenes maybe from, like, the second episode, and, like, the next day we might do scenes from the last episode. So it's like it wasn't filmed chronologically.
Right.
And that happens a lot because a lot of times we film based on the availability of the location. So you don't really, like, see how everything is going to fit in until you get to the editing floor and you start putting those scenes together. And when you really just sit back and watch, like, the entire episode, you're like, wow. Like, this is what all the hard work was about. This is what all the long days was for. And it's just really an amazing experience, man, to see everything come together so well.
Phenomenal. Iris, tell our listeners how they can, number one, watch the trailer, and then also connect with you on Facebook and all that good stuff.
Well, you can reach me on Facebook under Iris Bowling. And as far as the trailer is concerned, you can also go onto YouTube. And I have a YouTube channel. And if you actually go out there and just key in the words Stalwart TV series, it will come right up for you. And you can go out there and you can check out the trailer. But better yet, if you are in the Richmond, VA area on this Saturday, February the 8th, you can actually attend the premiere. And you can get the first glance at the entire first episode. So, and then after that, on February the 15th, and it's already in the network listing on their TV station. You can actually see it on February the 15th. So we are very excited about that. But if you are online, you can go to my Facebook page, which is right under. Just put in Iris Bowling, and I should come right up. You can also check it out on The Heart. The Heart has an actual fan page. So you can put in The Heart and go to the fan page, and you'll be able to find the trailer out there as well. And the trailer is on Facebook.
And I'm telling you, the trailer pulls you in. You're sitting there like, oh, I want more. And I have definitely tagged in Facebook The Heart TV series page. So it's very simple for you to locate, listeners. Very simple that way to locate. And I'd love to hear from each of you. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And I want to know what continues to motivate you. I'm going to start with Morgan. What continues to motivate you?
Wow, that's a great question. For me, God definitely motivates me, and my desire to have influence, not for personal fame or personal glory, but just to encourage people. I think that we have a lot of negative role models for young women right now, and I'm very passionate about encouraging young ladies, you know, all young ladies, but specifically African-American young women. And so that's a big motivation for me. I really want to be someone that can encourage them, you know, to know that there's more to life than maybe what they've been exposed to, you know, and that God has more for them. And they're beautiful and intelligent, and to understand, you know, how to grow and develop and be all that you're purposed to be instead of settling for what society tells you you have to become. So that's a big motivating factor about what I do, wanting to glorify God and also be an encouragement to young ladies.
Well said. Well said. How can people connect with you on Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah, please check me out. I'm on Facebook, Morgan Avery McCoy. My Twitter name is Morgan A. McCoy. And my website, like you mentioned earlier in the show, I'm touring a one-woman show called Evolution of a Black Girl. And so you can check out evolutionofablackgirl.com.
All right, and I have tweeted her and tagged her on Facebook, so I know if you're following me, facebook.com/Charvette, twitter.com/Charvette, it's an easy, easy way for you to connect there. All right, Aaron, what motivates you? What continues to motivate you?
You know, it's so funny that, and I talked this over with Morgan and Iris and Davin, my intentions for acting, for taking this pursuit to the next level is very similar to Morgan's. You know, I want to use myself as an example to other young men, to other families, right? That there is not only purpose and structure and guidance that you can have within working in this industry, but that you can also remain faithful to your beliefs. And that, you know, I hold God as my number one. And I want to continue to do everything that I can to show onset, offset, on-screen, offset, screen, excuse me, that, you know, there is a proper way to control yourself. There is a proper way to conduct yourself that doesn't have to fall in line with the garbage that we see day to day. Yes, this is the entertainment industry, but your life doesn't have to be full of ridicule, right? You can live a good, wholesome life. Have a great family. You know, I look at brothers like Morris Chestnut, who's been married for, I don't know, 16 years. We don't even know this, right?
But, right, right.
You know, he's a heartthrob in the industry, you know, and he's got a great family. He's got two young kids. So, you know, my goal is to continue to set that type of example well and encourage other people that I meet, because this is so much bigger than just me. It's not just about me. You know, and I have the opportunity to portray people like J.D. Harrison, who is a well-polished young man who represents real people. You know, we aren't always just shucking and jiving or hanging on the corner or stabbing and killing. You know, we have good jobs. We have 9-to-5. We have good friends with jobs. You know, not everybody's unemployed. We don't have a Tommy in our lives. We've got a good network of folks. So, you know, I want to continue to just be able to show that on and off screen that, hey, guess what? There's more than what's shown on TV, more than meets the eye, to change the minds of others.
I love it. I love it. How can people connect with you on Twitter and Facebook?
Absolutely. So my Twitter name is Coach, C-O-A-C-H, underscore, Wiggins, my last name, W-I-G-G-I-N-S, underscore A. So Coach Wiggins A. And on Instagram, you can find me at I Am Aaron Wiggins. Facebook, you can find me at Aaron J. Wiggins. And, gosh, what other media outlets
are there? Aaron, you need to get one name, darling, and stick to it.
The only thing that different was the Coach Wiggins A, but it still got – listen, Iris, leave me alone. How about that, Iris? Leave me alone. You always stand for me.
Listen
to
that.
But, yeah. And then my website also – www.aaronwiggins.com. Enough said. Thank you so much.
There you go. That's an easy connection point. Hey there. I see you tuning in on the phone lines and those hanging out with us on Twitter and Facebook. Yes, we are chatted up here about the Heart TV series, and you just heard from Morgan McCoy, who plays Tracy Washington, and you just heard from Aaron Wiggins, who plays J.D. Harrison. So there you go. Hashtag the Heart TV series on Twitter and all around. All right, so let's go to the director. I'd love to hear what motivates you, Davin.
You know, it's kind of funny. I know Iris, she probably didn't realize what she was doing when she got us all together. But no, she really didn't realize what she was doing. But, like, one of the motivating factors for me also is my Christianity and my faith in God. And I had no clue coming into this that I was going to be on the set with so much people
right.
that shared my faith, you know. And it was such an encouraging atmosphere, you know. Like we always had each other to lean on, and it wasn't any negativity. It was just positivity, and that was one of the really motivating factors with this project, and just in general. Something that motivates me is, you know, making a difference in this industry and just having my light shine mm-hmm. in the industry and Christ's light shining through me. And that's one of the things that at the end of my career, you know, I want, like, to be able to be said about me, you know,
yeah.
that you know, I did it differently. And also something else that motivates me, oddly enough, are my nephews and my niece because, you know, when my nephew says to me, "Hey, Uncle Davin, you know you're going to Virginia to direct the show?" I'm like, "Yeah, Aaron." He's like, "That's so cool. You know, that means that I could do, you know," he wants to be a sports lawyer. He's like, "That means that I could be a sports lawyer, too, when I grow up, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, anything that you put your mind to, anything that you want to do, you can do it. So as long as, you know, trust God and rely on him, you will definitely be able to do it." And just me doing what I love motivates him to, you know, at the age of 9, like, he already knows what he wants to do, and he's going for it. So, I mean, that definitely motivates me.
Wow, what a powerful role model right there. I heard Les Brown say once that what young, in particular African-American children need to see is themselves in the future. So we
yeah.
have to do what we do so they can see what they will look like in the future. So I just thought of that when you brought up your nephews and your niece. Awesome, awesome. Now, how can people connect with you on Twitter and Facebook?
Well, Facebook, my first name, Davin, D-A-V-E-N, last name, Faulkner, F-A-L-C-O-N-E-R. It's spelled like Faulkner, but it's pronounced Faulkner. It's weird. I don't know.
Okay.
And on Twitter and Instagram, it's at I'm Too Focused, I-M-T-O-O, Focused, F-O-C-U-S-E-D. I'll change it eventually, but now that's what it is.
That's cool. And I have tweeted him, so that easy connection point if you're following me on Twitter. Very good. All right, awesome. Last but not least, Iris Bowling. Certainly I want you to tell us what continues to motivate you, and also one more time, give us information about the premiere and also when they will be able to see it on the CW.
Well, I think that the first thing that motivates all of us is our faith in God. And I think that when you have people of faith, you draw people of faith. And that's what seemed to have happened with this particular project. We didn't set out for that. That is just what God blessed us with. But I will tell you the one thing that motivates me the most is I'm an independent author. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes we're limited by establishment. And I don't think they do it purposely. I think it's a business, and they handle their business in that way, you know, to earn whatever gross products they can. And
right.
sometimes when we have independent authors, we're unknown. And I think that we have to take steps to make a way for ourselves or a path for ourselves. And what I hope this will do is this will motivate others to open up their own doors. It may not necessarily be that they want to do a television show. It may
yeah.
be that they may want to follow Miss Brenda Jackson and do a movie, or it may be that they want to move over to doing audiobooks or something of that nature. But simply because we are independent authors does not mean we have to be limited. I hope that we would motivate others to take that work to a different medium, if that's what they wish to do. But I just so that they will open their minds and say, hey, we can do this. And if that does that for one person, if the TV show does that for one person, one other author, to stay independent or not, to say, hey,
yeah,
I can do this also, that is what I would like to see. And just one more thing, I have to piggyback off of what the others have said, what Aaron and Davin and Morgan indicated. We need to show positive images of ourselves on television. We need to hear it on the radio.
Absolutely.
We have a generation that believes the only thing that they see on television is someone with the baggy pants or someone hanging on the corner. And I'm not knocking anyone's hustle. God bless them for the type of hustle that they have. But we do need to have a variety. We need to show something more and something positive. And what I think, what my fear is that the Heart TV show will indeed do that. It will show that there are positive male role models, female role models, because we talk about family. This is a show about family, about friendship, and the positive things that they can do in life. So I do hope our TV series will motivate others to see that in themselves and motivate other authors to see that they can open this door for themselves as well. Now, where we can, you can find me on Facebook under Iris Bowling. You can find me on Twitter under Siri Austin. That's SiriAustin. And on, what else? Is that Facebook? That's Twitter?
Uh-huh. Your main website?
Oh, my website. I have a website. And it's irisbowling.net. And I also have a publishing company, and that website is Siri, SIRIENT.com.
Wonderful. And when is the premiere again, if for those that are in Richmond, Virginia?
For those that are in Richmond, VA, the premiere is this weekend. We begin at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, where we actually have the screening of the first episode of The Heart. Then we move on to the Black History Museum, where we will have our press junket to take place. And then we move on to the after party. And that is going to be held at the Holiday Inn South Bells Road at 9 o'clock on Saturday night.
All right. And they can find out more information on your website. Well, it has been a blast to have all of you on the show, and certainly wish you all much more continued success, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're quite welcome. All right, listeners, we are moving to a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be chatting it up with Mark John Jeffries. You've seen him. You remember him from, he was Isaiah in Losing Isaiah, and he's done many, many, many other things, and we're going to hear what's going on currently in his world. So we will be right back after this quick commercial break talking to Mark John Jeffries. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Are you ready to go big with your business in 2014? If so, you must attend the biggest event for entrepreneurs, the Big Business Conference. Visit charvettegoesbig.com to register. Meet our 50-plus coaches and view our sessions. This conference is virtual and live and will be held February 17th through March 17th, 2014. Let's get ready to build, integrate, and grow your business. Go to charvettegoesbig.com. That's spelled S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E, goesbig.com. Charvettegoesbig.com. Visit us today.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.letiboyd.com.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
So listen, we are moving right into my next segment here. Oh, my goodness, I'm super excited. I posted this gentleman's picture on my Facebook page, and you all just started clicking like and saying, oh, my goodness, yes, 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 we want to hear from him. So listen, I have with me in the virtual studio right now, getting ready to chat with you guys so you can listen in, I have Mark John Jeffries. He is an American actor. Oh, my goodness, you know him. You remember him from Isaiah. He was Isaiah in Losing Isaiah. You've seen him, Monsters, Inc. Oh, my goodness, Young Marcus in Get Rich or Die Trying. Little Cease in Notorious. Michael Evers in The Haunted Mansion. You've seen him on TV shows such as The Tracy Morgan Show. You have seen him in films. Oh, my goodness. Stuart Little, too. Charlie's Angels. Spider-Man, too. Big Mama's Like Father, Like Son. He's even done voiceover work in films such as Finding Nemo and Monsters, Inc. And recently just wrapped up, oh, my goodness, Brotherly Love. We're going to hear all about it with the executive producer, Queen Latifah. We are super excited here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show to have Mark Jeffries joining us again all the way from everywhere around the world. You've seen him, and we're excited to bring him to you today right here. So, Mark, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
Yes. So, oh, my goodness. So you have been acting since a toddler. You really haven't known life without acting, right?
No, not at all. I got my start when I was literally 3 weeks old doing print work, and ever since then I've been behind the camera.
My goodness. And so from Losing Isaiah, certainly everyone is like, oh, we were so cute. But you have certainly grown up from there. So tell us, you've had an opportunity to work with a lot of different people. What has it been like working with other great actors? What have you learned from them?
I mean, it's been great. I've been fortunate enough to be able to work with a lot of the A-list actors, and they had kind of took me under their wing in a sense and mentored me in several different ways. So just being able to gain experience from people that's been so successful at it and doing it for so long has been an honor.
Wonderful, like Halle Berry and Martin Lawrence, and, I mean, the list just goes on and on.
Yes, ma'am.
Grace, I know you've done feature films, TV, voiceover work. Do you have a favorite?
I like films. I like, you know, live-action films. That's my favorite. It challenges me the most as an actor, and I like drama more because it requires a little bit more concentration and focus in order to get into the mood of the character. So, you know, I like to challenge myself. That's why I love the craft, the adaptability.
Phenomenal. So how do you prepare for the role? Because I'm like, how would you remember all of those lines?
Well, I have a photographic memory. So
oh, wow.
I can read the script like once or twice and remember it. So I don't really have a problem with memorizing the lines. Something I focus on a lot is just the character. So it's like once I find out my character, I'll start doing research and like do little improvs or walk around for a day or two acting like the character just so I get comfortable in that frame of mind.
Wow. So when you're filming, and I know there's a ton of things that go on while you're filming, what is an average day like? Like, what time do you get up? What do you, what are the things that you're doing during the day? When does your day end?
Oh, man, it depends. On Notorious, I had days where I started at like 11 p.m. and worked until about 9 a.m. the next day. And
wow.
Then on Brotherly Love, we had days where we started at like 1, 2 p.m. and worked until about 7 a.m. the next morning. And then sometimes you got those days where you got to be on set at 5 in the morning and you work from like 5 until about 7 at night. So it all depends.
Wow. So people that are looking saying, oh, this is so glamorous. I want to be an actor. I want to be in film.
Uh-huh.
They better know they have their work cut out, right?
Oh, yeah. You got your work cut out for you. I mean, the glamour comes after the film is done, but it's a lot of hard work and focus that goes into it. And sacrifice, like, sometimes you got to sacrifice a lot of things in order to pursue your dreams. With Brotherly Love, I was ready to take a little vacation with my family. I got a call saying, Mark, they want you to play Bunch in this new movie Queen Latifah is executive producing. You leave next week.
Wow.
So it's like, all right, well, either I'm going to go on vacation or I'm going to work. Which one? So it's about sacrifices. That's why you got to be dedicated to it.
Got to have dedication. OMG. If you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And, yes, we are talking to actor Mark Jeffries, giving you the inside scoop. So those of you who, you know, think you're ready for lights, camera, and action, we're giving you the inside scoop of how it goes. So, Mark, what would you say to parents that are listening and they feel like they see a gift in their child? You know, maybe they've done some early stuff at school with plays or whatever. What advice would you give that parent to help them kind of push their child in the right direction?
Well, I would say just try it out. You know, with children mm-hmm. especially, you don't want to force too much on them. Now, when I say that, of course, you want to lead your child in the right direction because if you don't steer them somewhere, somebody else will. But if they clearly don't enjoy what they're doing or what you're trying to push them towards, then don't force the issue. Find another outlet for them. And then as far as, like, with the entertainment business, just try to get them a meeting with agencies. You could pick up this magazine called the Call Sheet Magazine that's sold at Barnes & Noble. It's like $10. And it lists all the top agencies in New York City and California. Or you could just go to SAG.com, go on Locals, and put in the city that you live in, and that will have a list of agencies there. And just try it out. But make sure that you support your kids with whatever they're doing. And if they don't take to acting too much, if you can see they clearly don't enjoy it, then don't force the issue. Maybe you got to back off, come around.
Oh, that's good advice. And you know what? I'm so glad you mentioned those two resources because a lot of times I see, and I'm not going to say swindle, but I am going to say swindle. So I'll see groups in malls and stuff, and they're like, oh, your child would be great for Nickelodeon. Your child would be great for this. Just give us $5,000, and, you know, we're going to get your child on Nickelodeon. So you kind of have to watch that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, it doesn't work like that because agencies can't solicit. So they don't.
Okay.
When you see companies doing that, they don't operate under SAG guidelines, which is the Screen Actors Guild, Actors Union pretty much. So, like, I've walked through the mall with my dad on several occasions, even to this day, and they'll be like, oh, your son is so handsome. He has crazy brown eyes. His smile is beautiful. You should get him into acting. And then, like, people will be like, yo, you don't know who that is? He's an actor already. That guy done a lot of movies. And I'm like, yo, y'all just scamming people left and right.
Oh, my goodness. So, listen, y'all need to listen and take that advice. Take it. And next time that happens, just tell them, listen, you just need to Google me. That's all you need to do, and you will know who you are dealing with. Okay, great. I'm glad. I love to give the focus of this show is about motivation, excitement, and influence. And we love to get information that will help influence people in the right direction. So thank you for those nuggets. So let's
No problem.
Yes. Let's talk about Brotherly Love. Tell us all you can about that.
Okay, well, Brotherly Love, that movie is going to be amazing. Jamal Hill, the director, his vision was incredible for it, and he was able to, I guess you could say, know the balance between keeping his script authentic, but as well as letting all of the actors create the characters in their own unique way. Because we have young Hollywood on the set. It's myself, it's Kiki Palmer, Little Romeo. Well, Romeo now, he's a grown man. Little J.J., Jay Lewis,
yes.
Logan Browning, Afisa Williams, Quincy Brown, which is Puffy's stepson. Who else? Aletha McCullum from The Wire, Justin Martin. So our cast is, like, incredible. And Corey Hardrick is playing the lead character along with Kiki. So it's like we have so many unique talents, and we all differentiate in certain skill sets and things like that. But Jamal was able to find a balance between letting us explore our characters and keeping the script authentic. So the movie is going to be great. It's about the sacrifices an older brother makes once his father dies to pretty much puts his dreams on the side. Wow. So that his mother can live comfortably and his younger brother and sister, which are fraternal twins, can pursue their dreams. And, you know, he doesn't go about it in the right way, but the story is built on family, and it shows sacrifice and struggle, and it just shows, like, the emotional roller coaster that everyday families go through that some of us may never really pay attention to.
Wow. And so your character, tell us about your character in Brotherly Love.
Oh, yeah, my character, it was different for me. I'm playing this dude named Bunch. And, you know, in Notorious, I had a little edge to me, but I wasn't really a thug because 50 wasn't like that. You know,
right.
he didn't show that side of him until he became older. So, like,
right.
You know, I was a little subdued. And in Notorious, I was comic relief kind of, and I had my little moments, but that was pretty much it. And this movie, I'm like this security type. I'm Corey's character, June. I'm his right-hand man.
Okay.
And, like, any problems that he has, I'm there to handle it. I don't believe in guns. I use my fists. I'm a knockout artist. I'm, like, 22
right.
years old. We all graduated school and all of that. But I'm emotionless. Like, I'm very quiet. When I say stuff, I say it very flat and bland. I don't blink. I don't smile that much. And it's like, don't mess with me. When people see, they even starts out explaining, when they explain my character with the voiceover, that's Bunch. Don't mess with him. He's one of the nicest guys until you get him mad, and he'll break your jaw. So, like, the character was a little different because you got some scenes where fights are ready to happen and things like that. And I just got to stand there straight-faced showing no emotion, just talking plain and regular. So it required a lot of discipline, but it came out hot on screen.
Oh, wow. We cannot wait to see it. Do you have an idea, and I know it's kind of hard, but a projected month or we will be able to experience this?
I heard around June or July. I know we still got to do minor reshoots probably in the next month or so, but I heard they're aiming at June or July.
Cool. So, listeners, you want to keep your eye out for Brotherly Love. You want to keep your eye out so you can see Mark again on the big screen. So what was Queen Latifah like? I'm sure people want to know.
Queen was cool. She was working on her show, her talk show out in Cali. So we didn't have her on set. We didn't have the privilege of having her on set. But we had small conversations with her here and there. And she sent down the other executive producers that were pretty much like representatives of her. But she ran a tight ship without being overbearing or too controlling. So that's one thing that I loved about working with her, because you have to have control of your set. You have to have control of your actors and everything going on. But at the same time, you have to make sure that people are comfortable. And Queen had the perfect balance. We were very comfortable, but we also knew that there was an established order that needed to be followed.
All right. I love it. Shout out to Queen Latifah. So going forward, looking forward into the future, what are other types of roles? And I know you told us that you like drama. What are other types of roles that you're looking for, to branch out, or other things you're planning to do?
Well, I want to play like a serial killer in one movie, or just like this maniacal type of character that's a little off mentally. I think that would be a nice character to explore. I'm actually doing a movie I started shooting in like 2 weeks called No Black Girls Please, and it's about this young girl's rise from living in Brooklyn to becoming a fashion model. And it shows once she makes it, there's still unresolved issues in her life from when she was younger that kind of is the primary reason why her life isn't what she expected it to be. And it's like her journey back to fixing those problems, and then she hits a little speed bump. I'm not going to give too much away, but she hits a little speed bump with her career. I'm playing like this eccentric, I'm her best friend. I'm like this eccentric fashion designer, aspiring fashion designer. And it's like one of those guys who is like, is he gay or is he not?
Right.
Really, you don't know. And I'm playing that character, you know? So that's going to be different from you. I think I'm going to be able to show my range with that. And I have a deck. I have a lot of stuff coming out. I also just signed on to do a movie called Kilroy Lives, and I'll be playing one of the leads in that. I'm not going to tell y'all too much about that, but look out for that movie.
Oh,
for sure, for
wonderful.
Sure.
Okay, I love it. Well, we're going to keep our eye out for you. A big shout-out definitely to your PR team and marketing team. We appreciate them. And just you, I mean, just like I said, when I posted on the picture, your picture on Facebook, people were just like clicking like, oh, my God, he's grown up. He's like, and I think people didn't connect. Okay, this is Isaiah. They've been seeing you and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So you've been seeing a lot of stuff, but I think a lot of people didn't connect. Oh, that was Isaiah. Oh, this is the same guy. So they were like, that's cool.
Yeah, a lot of that is my fault because, like with me, I'm not too big on the fame portion of it. I like being low-key. I like being comfortable. And when I'm in the city, I walk around, I get on the train, everything. So, like, when I had projects coming out and I was supposed to be doing publicity, I would just turn a lot of it down because that's not really my forte, but now I got to, you know, be a little bit more visible and start making more appearances and things like that. So hopefully when people see me, they'll be able to connect the dots. I hope it's not too late.
No, it's not too late. It's not too late. People love you. Like I said, they knew your face, and they knew, and they were just like, wow. So, no, I think you've made the right decisions, and you are going down the right track. So my last question, because I know you're busy.
I appreciate it.
My last question, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
Wow, the thing that continued to motivate me, I would say me, you know, because I hear a lot of people with – one of my philosophies, I tell this to my students because I have my own acting school. I tell my students, I say, not everybody performs well under pressure. So sometimes when you put unnecessary pressure on yourself, it actually makes the problems worse. And some people, they say they live life for those that they love. And at the end of the day, you have to live life for yourself and let yourself motivate you to do great things. And then those that you love are automatically going to be affected by it, because they love you and you love them and they're around you. So don't put that unnecessary pressure on yourself saying, I got to make it for this person, I got to make it for that person. First, you have to make sure that you're doing what you need to do to get there and stop focusing on everything else. And then those people will fall in line when the time comes. And then for those that do make it and are successful, I have my new little analogy. It's on the radio station, so nobody can say they said it. This is mine. I said a tree, no matter how big it grows, cannot stand without its roots. And that's the reason why no matter how big I get, I'll never forget my roots.
Yeah. That's good.
So like
that's good advice for all of us.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for spending just a few minutes with us here. Again, Mark, we are excited for you, and we'll be looking out for you. And then when we see you on the screen, we'll be like, we heard him on our show. Yay! So thank you so much, and much more continued success for you.
No problem. I thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Awesome. All right, listeners, keep it locked right here. We'll be right back with another segment. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, today's show was phenomenal. We started the top of the hour out chatting it up with, oh my goodness, Iris Bowling, the creator and executive producer for the Heart TV series. We talked to the director. We talked to the director, David Faulkner. We talked to Morgan McCoy, who plays Tracy Washington. And we also talked to Aaron Wiggins, who plays J.D. Harrison. I'm telling you what, the Heart TV series premieres February 15th. You want to keep it on lock. You want to DVR it. Oh, and you can also check out the premiere that we talked about earlier. And then we wrapped up here with Mark John Jeffries. I just love his energy, and he was just a cool guy, you know, to be rich and famous, as they say. You know, he was down to earth. So we appreciate him stopping through the virtual studio. And listen, we have many more great shows lined up for you. Remember to follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, twitter.com/Charvette. And Charvette.com.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at Charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.